What do you call a smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
Well, there's different kind of frogs.
Yeah, some live on land. And oh, yeah, what kind of frogs do you, that live on land, what would you call them?
Well, they're more of a toad, aren't they?
Okay.
That's the kind we have in the backyard.
Okay, what kind of toads? Any?
I don't know any special name. They're just called toad mm-hmm. frogs.
And the ones that live in water are?
Well, I don't know. Because they're larger and they make a real gnaw, especially before rain. I don't know what you call them, whether it's rain frogs or what.
Mm-hmm. And a smaller variety of that same species that makes a chirping noise. Do you have any?
Mm-mm.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Eelworms, isn't it? Eelworms.
Okay, fine. What do you call large worms used for bait?
Green on those things, and now they got where they buy things out of the bait shop to fish with, but I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they get these things off the leaves of trees, you know, these little green worms.
Are there any specific larger worms that they use for bait that you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Oh, a little red flashes its light on.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Lightning bird.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes? It's about that big, I guess.
You're talking about butterflies?
Filmy wings, not really. You know, they sort of have a skinny body, and the wings are fairly long. That maybe that long?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Build a nest out of mud?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sting. Some people say they don't stink.
You're not talking about beavers that build
not
in
beaver,
the water?
Not
beavers,
no. Uh-uh.
Oh.
This is an insect. A type of an insect. Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts that ripen underground?
Mm-hmm.
What about you telling me what that is?
Okay. Ground peas, ground nuts, peanuts.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought about it. Yeah.
Okay. Gophers. Right, sure. Mm-hmm. Gophers. Which would you more likely use?
I just say peanuts.
Oh, peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we do use a lot of peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what his father? Like if a boy has a large nose and the father has a large nose, you'd say that the boy
resembles his father or has his father's features or something like that.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what his father?
Say his, I've heard the old saying about is his father made over,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Okay.